Is there any other word that you might, have you ever heard the expression smits, or is it, is that one that you might have heard or used?
Well, I've never heard it, but
don't use it.
No,
and what do you call the kind of nuts you pull out of the ground and roast or parch?
Peanuts. Fenders.
And what was that?
And we call them, lots of people call them penders.
Penders.
Uh-huh. But the proper name is peanuts.
Uh-huh. And what other kinds of nuts do you use most often around here? Maybe second to peanuts.
Well, we use a lot of pecans and walnuts. Mm-hmm. But we don't grow no walnuts here. I don't know no walnut trees right around here. Most of them come from California and all.
Mm-hmm. Is there a word you used to call the hard covering of a walnut?
A hull.
It's just, mm-hmm. Or if a pecan or a walnut falls off the tree and has a soft covering around it, is there a word you have for that, or do you say it's
the
green,
hull.
Or
the
still
hull.
Just the hull?
Yeah,
and the flat oval-shaped nuts that have little perforations on them that you buy at Christmas time, is there a word you call those?
Well, we call, there's a different type, and we call them blackened, the nigatoes.
That's pretty common, uh-huh.
And the nigatoes is for that.
And they're the dark.
That's the dark one, uh-huh. Hard hull. No.
What do you call the kind of fruit that's about as big as an apple usually, but with a thick skin like a lemon, it has a tangy smell? Comes out of Florida and California.
Grapefruit and oranges.
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 If there's a bowl of oranges standing somewhere and one day you go to get one, there aren't any left, you say, the oranges are...
all gone.
And fruit that you eat for breakfast.
Grapefruit.
And if you had a bag of these and found there were none left, you might say, why?
No more. All gone.
What do you call the little red vegetables that grow below ground and they're kind of hot and peppery? The little red hardwoods.
Oh, wow. Reddish.
What kinds of soup does your wife usually put into the soup? Maybe it's, if she has a little of this and a little of two or three other kinds of vegetables, maybe to put in the soup. Does she ever put the little green pods of vegetable that grow and they, a lot of people get all itchy? What do you call that?
Okra.
If you leave an apple or a plum around, it'll dry up, and if it just
rot.
Shrinks, what
rot.
Is it?
It shrinks up and rots.
What would you call the kind of vegetable that comes in big leafy heads?
Cabbage.
And if you have some very large ones, you might say those...
they're extra large.
When you want to get beans out of the pod by hand, you say you have to...
dip them out.
And what different kinds of beans do you have most often? What are some of the different kinds of beans?
Well, we have the butter bean here. We've got the butter bean. The Northern, Great Northern, and we got some what we call the stringless bean, the green pod stringless, and we have several different kinds of beans, yeah.
And what do you call the large yellowish flat beans? The seeds are not the pods, is that what you call the butter bean?
Butter bean. We got two types of them. We've got the white and the speckle here, and some of them is just about red.
Mm-hmm.
They can be mixed up, but
is there a difference in what is called by some people a green bean and some people a snap bean?